Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all have for Ken. I cannot wait to hear your godly words, because believe you me, if they're not godly, they won't be on for long.
Okay, so what's the one key, folks, if you want to come on live?
one, push the one key. Hello, who do I have?
Good evening, Pastor Ken.
Huh?
I said good evening.
Good evening.
The appreciation now, is that us appreciating you or you appreciating the fans here?
A little of both.
Well, okay. Well, what do you appreciate about your fans here?
Well, I appreciate that you've been faithful listeners, okay, and
we appreciate the fact that you want to learn about the Lord,
yeah.
That you want to hear His Word,
yeah.
And that you tune in every night to hear what goes on, and that you are members of God's Rainbow Ministry. We appreciate you all.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
I was curious.
Okay.
But now, Pastor Ken, do you feel exactly the way Tony? Is it Tony?
Yep. Yeah.
Is that his name? that how you really feel? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wait, who's talking? Is that Ken or Tony here?
This is Ken.
Oh, okay. You both sound alike sometimes. I don't know if it's Ken or Tony talking, but was it you saying all the words right now, or was it Tony? I thought I heard Tony. The same person. That was Tony. Okay. Well, can you tell me in your words what you appreciate about the fans here?
The fact that you guys listen, okay, and that you want to know about God, and I'm here to give it to you, okay?
Well, I appreciate you doing this and taking my call, and, you know, you do a good service. So if it's a back-and-forth mutual appreciation night, then thank you for taking my call, and keep doing the Lord's work here. Then it's a good thing, and, you know, not many people take the time to do this. So, again, thank you for taking my call. You guys have good and blessed evening here.
You too. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
All right.
All right.
Well, should we see who we have on next?
Yeah, who we have on next?
Ooh, 111. That can only be fun.
Oh. Okay.
And onward they come. 111, 111, 111.
Yes. Well,
like Joe Gibson, you're gonna have 100 and some odd calls. You're not gonna know who to take.
Yeah, I know. It's gonna be terrible. Okay.
So since none of them want to come on live, why don't you play something festive, godly, and musical?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. Okay. Give me a second here. Okay.
Hip Hop Christmas.
I got another person. Good person of one key.
Well, bless their hearts. I'll just have to wait till after this song.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Let them learn the word before they come on. That way they can think about what evilness might be getting ready to come out of their mouth. I'm sure it'll probably be very entertaining in a godly sort of way.
Yeah.
Well, sir, you look very unorganized. You should have had this lineup done already.
Well, you know, I was
play that one.
No, I already played it. Okay, I was
play that one.
I'm trying to get where I was green.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, there we go. All right.
You will never let me go, held in your arms now. Let the secret of her, no mind can conceive what you prepare for me. Where you go, there I will. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man that manages your life. It's in the Lord of the Lord. Blessed is the man that man meditates on the word both day and night. And he shall be like the tree planted by the tree, which is the truth and the season. Not so the wicked.
Good night, caller.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know who else is calling. We got another caller from 111. He hasn't pushed the one key. Okay. Anyway. Okay. You're gonna say a prayer for Bridget. Okay. I understand she's been having a hard go at life. Okay. That she's with a man that's been abusing her physically and mentally, and we pray for her to have strength and understanding that she does not need to put up with that, and that she can find something better in life, okay, a man that's going to treat her right, okay, and so give her the courage and strength to get over that, Lord. And we pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. All right. Let's see here. Okay. We got, who we got here? Hello.
Bitch Kenny. Bitch Tony. Bitches.
Okay. Okay, Johnny, I was expecting something better from you than that.
That was Johnny.
Yeah, that was Johnny Longbrother.
Oh, that's all he could come up with? Wow. I thought he would do something more to appreciate you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, okay. This is what we get. We get Pastor Kent, okay?
These are the fans that you're supposed to appreciate. The ones that call up and talk like this. That's kind of cool that they think that way, though.
Yeah, I know.
I thought they were going to call and tell you how much they appreciate you for what you do.
Yeah.
Now it's like they want you to honor them because they call you and harass you on your show. Okay, I get it, but I don't get it. But let's take another caller. We will find a golden needle in this haystack.
We've got so many callers that I've already took already. Okay, I already took a Johnny Longbrother's call, but he's called his wife.
Oh, callers. Well, let's play another song for them.
Yeah, let's play another song. Yeah.
A little more upbeat than that last thing you played, though.
Oh, well, you know, I play what's coming in line.
You know you need the best.
Okay.
enjoyed the music. Well, let's get into the first. Let me open this up with a prayer, okay? Okay, which I didn't do at the beginning, which I'm sorry about, okay? Lord God, we bow down before you in this time when you have brought us hardships and judgment, Lord. Change this earthly age, Lord. We beseech you, Lord. Bring in something from heaven so that your will may be done, Lord, and your mercy come upon all nations, Lord. Strengthen us on all our ways, we pray, Lord. We thank you for all you have done for us, Lord. May always your name be praised and glorified, Lord. We want to follow you and remain in your heavenly life, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Let's get into the first message. Okay, it's a devotion by 1 Corinthians 15. It's called The Examples of Moses. Living an unveiled lifestyle is the way in which we experience the fullness of what's available to us in our restored relationship with God. It is a powerful lifestyle of faith, direct encounters with our Heavenly Father, and life transformation. It's when we live our lives in light of perfect sacrifice of Jesus that we begin to experience all his death was purposed to bring us. God longs for his children to walk in intimacy with him, directly connected, okay, to his wellspring and love for us. May you experience a more tangible, loving, and powerful connection with your Heavenly Father this week. Exodus 34:29-35 says, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with two tablets of the testimony in his hand, as he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face was shown because he had been talking with God. Aaron and all the people of Israel saw Moses, and behold, the skin of his face shone. Okay, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. Afterward, all the people of Israel came near and commanded them all that the Lord had spoken with them in Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. Whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would remove the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the people of Israel what it was commanded, the people of Israel would see the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face was shining. And Moses would put the veil over his face again until he went to speak with them. Moses serves as an important example for you and me. Moses was a man chosen to go before God on behalf of his people and rely the will and heart of God back to them. And by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we are now chosen and transformed to live out the same calling. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, Peter declares that we are a chosen race, royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into a marvelous light. We are to operate in the same capacity that Moses did. We are to be children of God that bear the image of our Heavenly Father and declare his grace, okay, love, power, and goodness to the world in desperate need of relationship with him. What happened to Moses in Exodus 34 holds true for you and me today. When we meet with God, we take on the image of his glory. The difference is that the glory of God now dwells internally rather than externally by the powerful sacrifice of Jesus. As Moses' face shone with the glory of God, our new nature is now meant to shine, declaring the immeasurable grace and power of Jesus' sacrifice. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. So the glory of God now dwells within us, and we are to obtain and we are to contain his glory as water in jars and clay, and we would pour out his love and grace for all to see. Just as people of Israel saw the face of Moses and knew he had met with God, we are to meet with our Heavenly Father face to face and be transformed by his presence for all to see Jesus. Death has paved the way for you to meet with God face to face unveiled. Take time in prayer to see the face of God and allow Him to transform you into a likeness of Jesus. So meditate on Exodus 34:29. Allow Scripture to stir up your desire to meet with your Heavenly Father face to face. Secondly, renew your mind to your new calling in Jesus. Allow Scripture to fill you with faith to encounter God unveiled. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim His excellency of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone in Christ, He is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." So thirdly, spend time meeting with your Heavenly Father face to face. Ask Him to reveal His nearness to you. Rest in the presence and allow it to lay a new foundation for you. Ask Him to make you more like Him. Ask Him to show you how to be a reflection of His glory to the world around you today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7, "For God who said, let the light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Creator Jesus Christ. But we have the treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us." May Jesus' declaration about you in Matthew chapter 5, 14, 16 serve as a consistent reminder of your new calling here as a child of the living God. "So you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all of the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." I highly suggest that you read 1 Peter chapter 2. Okay, that'll bring this devotion more into light for you. Thank you. Amen. All righty. Well, this brings me, to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your first Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. Because we'll give you a chance to in just a moment. Okay, but let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are? Never knowing what's up or which way is up or down? Okay, your days are confused. You're not happy with your life. You don't know if you have what purpose you have in life. Okay, or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Okay, or maybe you suffer from something worse, such as an alcohol addiction, a drug addiction, gambling, overeating, or your sexual immorality. Whatever it may be, see, the Lord can take it away, but guess what, folks? In order for Him to do so, He's got to know you, okay? So, I ask you, are you ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your life? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen." Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you in the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's play some more music.
What? No more fabulous callers?
No.
Life.
Share the word of the Bible with you on tonight, Fan Appreciation Night. And I really thought so many callers would be calling in to tell Kenny how much they appreciated him. My heart was kind of just sad that there were so few calls, and the calls that did come in were so trollish. So we're going to continue on where we left off last night. We're going to go with Judges 1.
We were left off with Joshua.
Right, we're starting with Judges 1.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I should have said we left off. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, "Who shall be first to go up for us against the Canaanites to fight against them?" And the Lord said, "Judah shall go up indeed. I have delivered the land unto his hand." So Judah said to Simeon his son, "Come up with me to my allotted territory, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I will likewise go with you to your allotted territory." And Simeon went with him. Then Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand. And they killed 10,000 men at Bezek. And they found Adoni Bezek in Bezek and fought against him. And they defeated the Canaanites and the Perizzites. Then Adoni Bezek fled. And they pursued him and caught him and cut off his thumbs and big toes. And Adoni Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off used to gather scraps under my table, as I have done. So God has repaid me." Then they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. Now the children of Judah fought against Jerusalem and took it. They struck with the edge of the sword and set the city on fire. And afterward, the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites, who dwelt in the mountains in the south and in the lowland. So the Lord was with Judah, and they drove out the mountaineers, but they could not drive out the inhabitants of the lowland, because they had chariots of iron. And they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses had said. Then he expelled from there the three sons of Anak. But the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who inhabited Jerusalem. So the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this very day. And the house of Joseph also went up against Bethel, and the Lord was with them. So the house of Joseph sent men to spy out Bethel. The name of the city was formerly Luz, so it's Bethel. You get it. And when the spies saw a man coming out of the city, they said to him, "Please show us the entrance to the city, and we will show you mercy." So he showed them to the entrance of the city, and they struck the city with the edge of the sword. But they let the man and all his family go. And the man went to the land of the Hittites, built a city, and called its name Luz, which is its name to this day. However, Manasseh, who did not drive out the inhabitants of Bethshean and its villages, or Tanakh and its villages, or the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, or the inhabitants of Eblim and its villages, or the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages, for the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land. And it came to pass, when Israel was strong, that they put the Canaanites under tribute, but did not completely drive them out. Nor did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer, so the Canaanites dwelt in Gezer amongst them. Nor did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, or the inhabitants of Nahal, so the Canaanites dwell amongst them, and were put under tribute. Nor did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Kok, or the inhabitants of Sidon, or of Achlab, Ashim, Hava, Achit, and Rohab. So the Asherites dwell amongst the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. Nor did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh, or the inhabitants of Beth-Anath, but they dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh and Beth-Anath were put under tribute to them. Then the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to the Bochim and said, "I led you from Egypt and brought you to the land of which I swore to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Therefore, I also said, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall be thorns in your side, and their gods shall be a snare to you." So it was, when the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voices and wept. Then they called the name of the place of Washim, and they sacrificed there to the Lord. And when Joshua had dismissed the people, the children of Israel went each to his own inheritance to possess the land. So the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died when he was 110 years old, and they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnath-Heres in the mountains of Ephraim on the north side of Mount Gaash. When all the generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals, and they forsook the Lord, God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were all around them, and they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. They forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Asherites, and the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. So he delivered them into the hands of plunderers who despoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Wherever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for calamity, as the Lord had said and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they would not listen to their judges, but they played the harlot with other gods and bowed down to them. They turned quickly from the Lord in which their fathers walked. In obeying the commandments of the Lord, they did not do so. And when the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord is with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning, because of those who oppressed them and harassed them. And it came to pass, when the judges were dead, that they reverted and behaved more corruptly than their fathers, by following other gods, to serve them and bow down to them. They did not cease from their own doings, nor from this stubborn way. Then the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he said, because this nation has transgressed my covenant which I commanded their fathers and has not heeded my voice, I also will no longer drive out before them any of the nations which Joshua left when he died, so that through them I may test Israel, whether they will keep the ways of the Lord to walk in them as their fathers kept them or not. Therefore the Lord left those nations without driving them out immediately, nor did he deliver them into the hands of Joshua. And that is a war, gentlemen and ladies, that is fought to this very day. So, I guess we may never in our lifetimes find the Lord's decision on that. We're going to go to Psalms 36:5-7. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. And then I leave you with a little bit of darkness from Proverbs, like I like to do every night. So this evening I leave you with this thought. The wicked man does deceptive work, but he who sows righteousness will have a sure reward. Proverbs 11:18. Thanks for inviting me in to your caves, your dwellings, your cages. And I'll see you again tomorrow night. Same godly time, same godly channel, where I'll be here to share the word of the Bible, the way it was written, from the Bible to my lips to your ears, the way it was meant to be shared. Bless you all, and good night. Oh, and I can't wait to get some more than phone calls on that appreciation night.
Yes, amen.
Oh,
please. Yeah.
Don't trip over
my computer cord there. Yeah. Very much. All right. Okay. Well, I'm back in my seat. Well, let's play some more music here. Okay.
Appreciation night, bud. Come on now.
We've been doing fan appreciation night.
Okay? Well, that's I haven't been able to get through. So, would it be all right if we did fan appreciation night tomorrow on a clean slate?
No, I scheduled it for tonight.
Okay.
I don't know how you couldn't get through.
Yeah. It's been a good ride, but I mean we're just tired of the lies, bud. So we're just gonna have to cut you loose, and I hate it. And Tony F, I mean you won, bud. You won. Now Kenny's totally isolated and
I didn't win.
But,
I don't know what you're talking about. We had this fan appreciation show that he wanted to have.
Of course you don't, Tony. Of course you don't, Tony. Because we've been with Kenny since the beginning. And,
yes, you have.
And this is it. You can lock him up in his crate again, and we'll just leave it be. You know, but I think you're a real.
I was with Kenny before he even knew what a computer
real piece
was.
Of work, Tony F. And I think what you're doing to Kenny is horrible. I think you're an evil person. And there's a special place in hell for people like you, Tony F. There really is.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes, there is. Guys, I don't know what your problem is. You wanted a fat appreciation night. That's what Kenny's giving you. He's opened the lines to all callers, including 111. I don't know what the problem is here. You can call and blame it on me. I can simply blame it on the fact that y'all aren't calling in. So Ken's running the show the way it normally goes, and I don't get it. It seems to me like it was a fan appreciation night. Well, call in and show your appreciation.
Okay. If they decide to let me go out of Discord, like, I really care. Okay?
Well, this isn't a Discord conversation.
I know.
This is fan appreciation night for God Rainbow Ministries.
Yeah.
People that call in and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah,
da.
I know.
But, you know, we don't have callers for the simple reason that you never get any good callers. All you get, and then you opened up for fan appreciation night, and all you got tonight was pranks.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't get a single good caller telling you, hey, Ken, you're doing a good job. No, you got people telling you, we didn't get what we wanted, so let's reschedule your show. What kind of silliness is that?
That's silliness. Okay? I made this night, Wednesday night especially, for fan appreciation night. Okay? I kept my word.
You gave them what they asked for.
I gave them what they asked for.
And still they're not happy.
Yep.
They're like the people I just read about in the Bible. You give them what they want, give it to them on a silver platter, and they're still not satisfied. What do they want?
I don't know.
You're letting them on air. You're letting them say what they want to say. And they still want more. I don't understand. This is the reason I say that we should have a show with no callers. But these people tell you, yes, you need to take callers. And the night that you offer them up to callers, they don't call in. And when they do, they call in and put on a recording. And you know who, and even you knew who was calling in.
Yeah. 7-1-1, that was 111.
You know, but
yeah.
I'm talking about long phone.
Yeah.
The man can hold a legitimate conversation. He's intelligent, he's articulate. But he calls in, he sits here for 20 minutes until we take his call, and then he plays a recording. Now, why? Why not just come on and talk? Say what you want to say. All week long, you've been complaining about a fat appreciation night. You get one, and you don't even speak.
Yeah, well, you know.
But I'll let you know, Ken, you know I'm a fan. I've always been a fan, and I appreciate you.
Okay.
I appreciate that you take your time, your money, and your effort to spread the word.
Amen.
And I also take the time that you take the time to try to satisfy other people who are out there in your internet world and try to make them happy. And you couldn't even, they wouldn't even let you do that.
Yeah.
They didn't appreciate you enough to come on to your fan appreciation night.
Yeah.
And yet they want you to have one once a week. Well, how can we do that if they don't even show up for one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which just means next week we don't have to have one.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's what it means. Well.
So let's play some music.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's play some more.
Yeah,
music.
Might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
Nobody's calling on the phone. Phone lines look dead. We're not Joe Gibson, I guess.
Yeah.
Leave your heart tonight. There's a silence inside your head. You're running for me. Down the tracks on a midnight line. There's a red moon in the sky. You're running for me. But I'm coming for you. fathers and mothers don't always come through. But I've never gonna stop following you. Prophets and lovers don't always hold true.
Prophetic message, and then we're going to go with a prayer to take us out, and then a song, okay, to conclude tonight's service, okay? The Father said today, be strong and of good courage. There is not one thing in your life that isn't subject to change by my hand. Refuse to be daunted by the enemy. Fear not, neither be afraid of the coercion of the enemy against your life or against your plans. You are not in this by yourself. You are not facing the onslaught of circumstance and situation alone. I am with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. If you find your bed in hell, from there I will deliver you, says God. Realize this, says the Father, that I am the one, that I am an on-time God. When you cry out to me in your trouble, I will save you from all your distresses. Refuse in your heart to be dismayed, for I am your God. I am strengthening you. I am upholding you with my right hand. I am bringing entitlement and blessing where there has been loss and discouragement. Seek my kingdom with all your power. Seek my kingdom, and see all the things that will be added in double measure into your life because you have pursued after me and all that I have for you in life, says God. Amen. Well, this prophetic message goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. So I hope it was a blessing to you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's say a prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you that you have revealed to us in the name of Jesus Christ, the name of your Son, who leads us to you as your children. May your hand be plainly seen over all the suffering and dying people of our time. May your hand soon bring a new age, Lord, a time truly of God and the Savior. Lord, fulfilling what has long been promised, Lord. Watch over us this night, Lord. Bless us, Lord, and suffering continue to uphold us with your mighty hand, Lord. In grief, may your name be honored, Lord. May your kingdom come, Lord, breaking into all the evil of the world, Lord, and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All righty. Okay, well, I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out. And, don't forget, tomorrow night will be another night, okay, of Purpose Gospel Radio, okay, hosted by myself and Tony Elf. Okay, we'll be here at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time to do it all over again.
And don't forget to join us on our next Fan Appreciation Night, which will be December 11th of this year, and we hope to hear from all of you then.
December 11th?
That'll be our next one. We'll see how many fans we have then to call in and show how much they appreciate it.
I wonder what day of the week that is.
Who knows? It's a surprise. It's a Wednesday.
Cast fire in his eyes and the sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse across this land. He got fire. You're right. that she be with him, right by his side. He'll set fire in his eyes, burn in his eyes, let it rise with him, right by his side. Can you hear him calling out to us right now? Singing where I'm with you. Lord, I know what I want my answer to be when you say, will you ride with me? Don't want anything down here holding on to me when you say, will you ride with me? Can you see that number, no man's the number, right alongside you? But he's calling out what's right now, saying, will you ride with me? And we say, yes, Lord.
Chat room. May you have a blessed night. Bye-bye.